Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Here we go. It is hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up in our final hour on the show. Yeah, we're going to talk NFL with Greg Allman, who covers pro football for Fox Sports. In 20 minutes, we're going to look at both games from last night on Monday Night Football. Bucks in Motown, Texans in Seattle. Plus, it is opening night in the NBA. We'll also give you our best bets and chat with the doctor. That comes your way in 40 minutes. Welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. If you want to stream with us, it's easy to do. Just go to BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app will hook you up as well. And we are also streaming our final hour on X. Let's bring him in and get right to it. Greg Allman, who covers the NFL for Fox Sports. Greg, thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. And let's start with what we saw last night. How big of a statement was that from the Lions, particularly defensively?
Yeah, defensively, I thought, especially their secondary. I mean, I think the big talk going into the game was being down basically all five starters in their secondary. And for them to not only hold up, but really take away the deep ball from the Bucs, I thought was impressive. Spoke a lot about Kelvin Shepherd, their DC. And obviously the pressure up front was a given. But no, they looked strong. They did exactly what they needed to kind of cover their vulnerabilities, their weaknesses there.
So what's the takeaway for the Tampa Bay Bucks here? Because it had been a Bucks team that was kind of riding high coming into this game. And from a betting standpoint, we saw, the Bucks are hitting six. What's going on here? But it just feels like in the NFL, eventually there's a game where a team kind of falls flat. Or do you think that there are larger issues at play when it comes to the Bucks moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is definitely Mike Evans breaking his collarbone, breaking his clavicle. I mean, for him to be out probably 2 months, they've had their share of injuries already, especially at receiver. And that one stinks for fans, especially just because Mike had that streak of 1,000 yards receiving in 11 straight years. And this is kind of the first time you can now say that that's coming to an end. Haason Reddick might be injured as well. We don't know that yet. We'll hear from Todd Bowles here within the hour. But no, this is one of those where, I mean, I had thought, you know, you look at the power rankings, this was like 1-2 on the road for the Bucks. You have to think is one of their toughest games of the year. Then they still go to Buffalo, they'll go to the Rams, but this was a tough one. I didn't think there was a game the Bucks would win, but did think it was one they would hold things better. I mean, I think Mayfield had easily his worst game of the season. You know, they had been so steady on offense. I think they'd scored 20 points or more in 20 straight games. I mean, long stretch in the NFL. And that definitely ended as well. I mean, 9 points, a lot of third down issues, a lot of fourth down issues. But again, Detroit's a really good team and played well under the circumstances against the Bucs.
Greg, I can't figure out the Eagles this season. So I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they're just kind of skating by on talent. They don't feel like they like each other very much. Did they get right last week?
It sure seems like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I mean, it's one of those where Jalen Hurts, best thing you could say about Jalen Hurts in the first, whatever, 6 weeks was that he wasn't making mistakes, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he comes out, and as much as they had not done well with downfield passing at all, comes out with a perfect passer rating and throws for whatever, 320. We do a best of the week team at Fox, and it's like, I mean, we had Devonta Smith on there and really could have made a case to have A.J. Brown as the second receiver. But he had 120 on four catches and a touchdown. So, yeah, they clicked in a way they haven't clicked. Obviously, they've had Dallas Goedert's kind of been their go-to touchdown guy. What stands out to me is that they're doing what they've done to this point without Saquon Barkley looking anything like the guy he was last year. Barely getting 3 yards a carry, just not the presence that I think some of that you can ascribe to offensive line injuries, them not being the same there. But yeah, from a passing standpoint, again, new offensive coordinator there, they're all kind of running the same offense, but definitely hadn't shown the kind of downfield presence they definitely had against the Vikings there.
Right, and speaking of juggernauts in the NFL, the Chiefs once again look like the cream of the crop. They are now the favorites to win the Super Bowl after a drubbing of the Las Vegas Raiders. So do you think this team is fully back to the offensive output that we kind of expected with Rashee Rice back in the fold?
Yeah, I mean, getting Rice helps. I mean, they you know, went a while there without their best option, not just Rice. They were missing other parts. Mm-hmm. So to get him back and to see him as involved as he was is encouraging. I mean, it's one of those where I think even their losses, you know, coming out of the gate with a slow first month, you still saw Mahomes as like a top three guy in the MVP board. And again, you're seeing why. They're coming back. You know, they're really not at full strength yet. They're still kind of getting there. So I think you'll see they'll have a chance to, you know, that AFC hierarchy, you know, obviously with what we thought going into the year, you know, Ravens we would have thought was right there. They're not a factor. Buffalo's certainly still right there. You know, I think Indy is probably the surprise of the group, and they're going to have to, you know, still validate what they're doing by beating good teams. So, no, the Chiefs, it's kind of like they were lurking, and even when they weren't winning or playing well, you still kind of knew where they were and knew they'd be lurking. And it's like to think of them in the playoffs as a four seed or something isn't something we're used to, because so much of their playoff success has been in home games. So it'll be fun to see where that changes and when they get back to being a top seed in the AFC, or are just dangerous, you know, at 11-6 or something when this is done.
We're talking with Greg Allman, who covers the NFL for Fox Sports. Has also covered the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since 2013 as well. Greg, I know we didn't expect amazing things from the Jets this season, but how have things gone so wrong for Aaron Glenn where already this looks like a real mismatch?
Yeah, it's one of those where, you know, they're not even being close right now. So they're winless, yeah. And you don't know. I think they've got a couple of winnable games. It's hard to say winnable that seriously with the Jets right now, but a couple of games they could end that streak with coming up. I think the you definitely have seen that, like, the culture hasn't kicked in yet. You know, I think so much of Detroit was culture, and so much of that defense from Aaron Glenn was. And I think that's kind of stayed with Detroit right now. He hasn't been able to bring that to new personnel with the Jets. Definitely haven't seen the takeaways you expect from an Aaron Glenn defense. Offensively, you know, they've made a change at quarterback. Not really sure who their starter is. Had made a decent commitment to Justin Fields in terms of $30 million guaranteed. That's not anything you can't overcome by bad quarterback economy standards these days. But no, they're just, I mean, I think what they've stood out to me most as is just kind of being lackluster, just being a team that you don't know what they are, who they are. And yeah, it's surprising. I don't know that I saw them as competing or contending in the AFC East this year, but certainly had thought they'd kind of be a run-of-the-mill 2-5 right now, not 0-7.
Greg, since you have a history covering the Bucs, I wanted to ask you what Baker Mayfield has brought to this franchise, because it is not easy following the footsteps of Tom Brady. And obviously, Baker is probably not going to fill those shoes, you know, at the same rate. But still, it feels like he has brought a swagger back to the Bucs. And we know that, you know, last night was not his best showing. But, like, what has he done for this locker room?
Oh, it's definitely his team. I mean, this, and I would have said this a year ago as well. But, I mean, to think about, like you said, it takes a confident person to take over a team from Tom Brady. Baker's never lacked for confidence. You know, I think what he's done best this year is just lowered his turnovers. You know, last year had this prolific season where he throws for whatever, 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, but also 16 picks, which tied to the NFL lead. And even now with a pick last night, he has two, 7 games in. So just a real good progress that way in terms of limiting his mistakes, And that's with, again, multiple games without Mike Evans, multiple games without Chris Godwin, without Jalen McMillan. He's been shorthanded, and it's kind of like it doesn't matter who he's throwing to some extent. You know, their first four wins were all last-minute, literally last-minute wins. So his, I think swagger is a really good word that you use there. His confidence, I think this team has that Brady-like feel when he gets the ball late because they believe in him and his ability to pull things out even when they're shorthanded, they're on the road, they're facing tough situations. So I don't know if he'll sustain it for the whole year, but right now, I mean, up until last night, people were justified in talking about him as a top three MVP candidate. You come out and put a 9 on the scoreboard in primetime, that changes that a little bit, but I think he's handled things very well this year.
So, Greg, assuming that Mike Evans doesn't come back, and it looks like he probably won't, or if he does, it'll be the very end of the year. One thing we have seen from Baker is that he tends to elevate everyone around him. What is the ceiling for this Bucs team? And we sort of discount last night because you don't want to use a one-game sample size. What have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where, you know, for them to be 5-2 right now, their schedule gets a good deal easier. I mean, they have the Saints on a short week this week. That's an easy one. Then they have their bye. And then it's three tough games. I mean, they've got three tough ones there. But for the most part, I think they finished the season with Panthers, Dolphins, Panthers. I think this is a team that will still compete for a seed in the NFC. They've got a good lead in the NFC South. As long as they take care of Atlanta in the rematch on a Thursday in December, I think they're probably okay there. They definitely have their eyes on more than a division title. I think they're looking to be in a position to get beyond 10, 11, 12 wins, get a good seed in the NFC. Their success the last couple of years, I think they feel like winning the South 4 years in a row is a huge accomplishment. But the last 3 years, they've won playoff wins. So, I mean, I think that's something they need to change. And I think where they determine the success of this year will be in how far they go in the playoffs in January. Everybody keeps talking about if they get healthy. I don't know that they're going to get fully healthy, but again, it's reasonable to think that Mike Evans could be back and healthy for a playoff run. Chris Godwin could be back. Bucky Irving could be back. They're doing what they're doing without a lot of their best pieces on offense. So I think there's still the hope that if they can get themselves healthy, they can be a much better team than even what they've been in this 5-2 start.
It does feel like nobody ever wants to give the Bucs a lot of credit, and I don't know if it's because they're a mid-market team, if because they're in Tampa, or whatever, but let me ask you to zoom out in the NFL, and is there another team that kind of fits that bill? Like, we're a betting show because we always look for, like, what team can we buy low on? Because it's October. We still have plenty of season left. Like, there are some teams like the Patriots you can get at 35-1 to win the Super Bowl. There are teams like the Colts who I feel like people still need to see more from them. What's a team you're buying low on right now?
Yeah, Patriots is not a bad call to see what they've been able to do, kind of get, you know, winning against the Bills. You know, Drake May is definitely elevated where he's been. I don't know if I still think of them as a team that wins multiple playoff games, but they're definitely better than whatever the line was for their success in August. You know, Colts absolutely are a team like that. You know, Jonathan Taylor, low-key, 10 touchdowns, leading the NFL in rushing yards. You know, Daniel Jones kind of just quietly getting it done. Colts are definitely the team right now. You probably see, I'm sure their line has already shifted quite a bit from where it was, but every win they have kind of validates things. I think they're number one in the league in point differential. So there's a little bit of actual winning with dominance as opposed to some of these teams that are, you got teams in the league that are like 5-2 and have negative point differentials, you know? So I think what they've done to assert themselves and win the way they've won has been impressive to me. On the NFC side, I don't know who, in terms of talking about Super Bowl contenders, you point to next. I mean, the West is so hard to unravel because you have three teams now with the Niners, the Rams, and the Seahawks that are all at 5-2, all playing well. You saw Seattle again last night. Seattle's really impressive when you watch them. I don't know if it translates to January success, postseason success, but they're a really impressive team on both sides of the ball, and you can see things kind of coming together for Mike McDonald in his second season there.
You can check him out covering the NFL for Fox Sports. He's also covered the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since 2013. It is our friend Greg Allman. Greg, always love hearing your perspective, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. What do you think, Chelsea? I mean, I think it's a good idea buying low on the Patriots. Man, I was wrong about the Patriots. I thought they were going to be terrible this year, but Mike Vrabel has them pointed in the right direction.
Duh, what a dagger, Jenks, to go from like Mike Vrabel as our coach of the Titans to watching him succeed elsewhere. Isn't this like the true definition of love? If you still root for somebody to be happy somewhere else, well, then maybe I don't love him because I'm not rooting for him. Like, if they win a Super Bowl, that's going to be like the ultimate dagger. But here's the thing. It's not just Mike Vrabel. It's the talent they have on that team and what we've seen from Drake May. And maybe that's going to be the sabotage factor as well, because as well as Drake May is still playing, he is still a very young quarterback. And I think this is where my questions start when it comes to the postseason, because there is a difference between winning a lot of regular season games and having it in the postseason. Like, I think that's the questions people have about, like, the Seahawks and Sam Darnold and, like, the Colts and Daniel Jones. Are these quarterbacks you want to trust in the postseason? Because it does feel like a different conversation.
Yeah, until proven otherwise, as big as I am on these guys and what they've done and how impressive they've been in rejuvenating their careers, ultimately, you do have to do it in the postseason. So that is a fair question. Coming up next, we'll look back at what we saw in Motown last night, what we saw in Seattle, and it's Chelsea's favorite time of year. It's opening night in the National Basketball Association. You got to bet on it. That's the only thing on the card tonight. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip, and it is here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back. Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. It's Tuesday. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Coming up on the show, the Lions rolled Bucks in Motown, and we've got opening night in the NBA as well. Have you started looking at these numbers? Are you tired of me asking you about basketball? Do you want to do a preview?
Ooh. We're talking basketball.
Oh.
Blake loves that song. That song by Lil Bow Wow. Have you heard that song?
I thought that was Curtis Blow.
Oh, well, Lil Bow Wow redid it.
Oh, did he?
The iconic Lil Bow Wow. Yeah.
He had to change his name. They always do. You know, now it's just Bow Wow, right? What's Bow Wow doing? He's probably a millionaire.
I have no idea.
You know what I mean?
What is he up to?
I search for celebrities and net worth way more often than I should. And I don't know why. Bow Wow net worth. What's this guy doing now? Worth $1.5 million. All right. He's just kind of hanging out, still making those residuals from back in the day.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I would imagine he has to still be rapping. It's just maybe he's just not popular anymore. I don't know. I did really love the movie Like Mike, where he played a basketball player.
I was in that.
We
I have
some
not
more
seen
basketball
that.
Movies. I feel like in the 2000s, we had a lot of basketball movies. Like, stupid basketball movies.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we're probably not going to get another rendition of Joanna Man.
That's
culture.
Okay. We'll be all right.
But I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like they don't make as many sports movies anymore.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
know why
they
that
just
is.
Don't make as many movies in general. Like, it feels like they only make remakes of like Disney movies and superhero movies because that's all people see these days. But we need more sports movies.
Maybe it's because there's so many documentaries right now where you get so much insider info and you get so much. You just get such insight into the inner workings of teams and relationships that sports movies don't have that pull that they used to because they're not as believable. Like before, when you didn't get that insight, you were like, oh my God, is this what it's like? Or this is what I imagine this locker room interaction to be. Or this is the inspirational speech I think that would be given. And then now that you see it so often, whether it's Hard Knocks or whatever, you're like, oh, I don't believe this. I can watch a documentary and see the real thing. I don't know. Maybe that's right. One theory.
I do think that like the documentaries play well. And here's the other thing. It just feels to me like sports themselves are more entertaining than like written dramas about sports. You get what I'm saying? Because you truly don't know the ending unless you believe in the script writers at the NFL, which that's another story. So it's one of those things where it's like the people who like sports are busy watching real sports as opposed to watching, you know, actors portray, you know, athletes, which I will say this. Chad Powers, that is out with Glenn Powell, Longhorn.
Yeah, that's right.
I have not watched that, but it's on my to-do list.
Well, let me know. If it's good, I'll watch it. I'll watch my guy, Glenn. He's like the new Matthew McConaughey. Like, we had Matthew McConaughey for a long time, and now they're easing in Glenn Powell, like the newest, like, Longhorn heartthrob to work in before every game and do all of the voiceovers for the videos. It's interesting to watch. Interesting to watch the Lions ripping the Bucks last night? I don't know. I thought we'd get a better game. Detroit all over Tampa, 24-9. The Lions laying 6 there, -275 on the money line. Total set at 53, the under hits. And my goodness, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Glad I'm not a DB.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
Showbuck on ESPN, that 78-yard run in the second quarter, part of a 218 career-high yards from scrimmage, including 136 yards on the ground, 3 catches for 82 yards for Gibbs as well. He becomes the first NFL player with at least 135 yards rushing and 80 yards receiving to go along with 2 scores since Chris Johnson did it with Tennessee back in 2009. Jared Goff, 20 of 29, 241 yards, a touchdown pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown. The Lions have now won 51 straight games without losing 2 straight in the regular season. And we were both wondering, why is this line going to 6? Why are the Bucks getting 6 points? And now we know.
Big sigh. We were not correct on this one, Jenks. But listen, man, this Lions offense looked so good and so fast last night. Like, I think it's just one of those offenses that can make even good defenses look terrible. Just because, like, if Jahmyr Gibbs gets past, like, the first line of scrimmage, it just feels like good luck catching him once he has his wheels turning. Because he looks like a literal cartoon character out there where you're watching, you're like, is this Looney Tunes? Where his legs are just a continuous circle. But I think that in the NFL, it's really tough to have a stretch of like dominance where you're just winning every single game. And it felt like eventually that was going to come for the Bucks. Like, we had been trying to predict it for like the last few games because it had situationally been a tough stretch for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Like, we talked about this. Like, they started with a loss to the Eagles, very physical game. They go out and play in a barn burner and an absolute shootout against the Seahawks in Seattle. They come back home. They beat the Niners. So I think it's one of those things where it's just the wear and tear of playing in like all these like close games and physical games. And then it certainly doesn't help when you lose Mike Evans in the first quarter of this game. Because like the Bucks had been doing all this without a bunch of their, you know, top receivers. But then you have Mike Evans come back in the game. You're like, great, Mike Evans is back. Only for him to be out with, what, a broken collarbone? He's going to be out for a while in the first quarter. So, like, that had to be an absolute dagger, and you need all of your weapons healthy if you're going to compete in a track meet with the Lions.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And he could possibly be back, suffered a concussion as well, so he could possibly be back at the end of the season, which I know Tampa is hoping for because Evans is one of the greatest to ever do it, but we'll have to wait on that. As for the Lions, perfect win for them because they still had an interception, a fumble, turnover on downs, missed field goal. And when I say that, I mean coaches love games like this where you say, we were good, but we can be even better. And they can be. Also, I saw this stat after the show yesterday. I was like, ooh, wish I'd known that. After a loss, the Lions have covered 11 straight spreads. 11-0 against the number after a loss. Didn't realize that yesterday. Lions have also won 5 straight on Monday Night Football. Up next, the Bucks visit the Saints on Sunday. The Lions are on the bye. How about last night in Seattle, the Seahawks downing the Texans 27-19. Seahawks laying 3. They were minus 175 on the money line. Total set at 41. The over hits. And how about this connection? We've seen it before.
The way the offense is playing in this environment could be trouble. And right for the end zone and scoring and dunking is Jackson Smith and Jigba. Flags down afterward for the celebration. But Darnold strikes to JSN.
Chris Fowler with the call on ESPN. JSN, 8 catches, 123 yards, 1 dunk. He now leads the NFL with 5 100-yard games this season. Second player in franchise history to rack up 3 straight 100-yard games. Seattle moves to 5-2. The Texans just can't really do anything right, and C.J. Stroud got sacked 3 times, Chelsea. I needed this one to come home. I was staring at an 0-4 night right in the face. Went 1-2-1 instead. But I feel like this line was short, and we're still not giving Seattle credit for being as good as they are. This is a very good 5-2 football team.
Right, and especially at home against a Texans team where it feels like if we're scoring more than 20 points, like the Texans don't really have a chance. Like they need to be playing in rock fights. It was not the case. When you have a Seahawks team with a quarterback like Sam Darnold who can absolutely sling it, I know it wasn't his best game last night, but still the way that they can score in a hurry with JSN and that down the field threat, it just feels like a more complete team because the defense, you know, deserves their flowers as well. Holding this Texans team to a pedestrian 19 points and getting those sacks and the pressures on C.J. Stroud, even though the Texans offensive line has been bad for quite some time now. So for me, it just feels like a Seahawks team that, like you mentioned, is not getting a ton of love in the betting market. But at some point, you have to see what, you know, the Seahawks team is doing as a whole and say, okay, maybe it's time to realize they're one of the better teams in the NFC. If you want to have your, you know, your questions about the Seahawks maybe in the postseason, I think that is fair. But as far as regular season games go, this is still a damn good team.
Yeah, they really are. Sam Darnold, again, very effective. Had that one strip sack where he got sacked in the end zone, fumbled it. Will Anderson recovered it, so that was one of the touchdowns for the Texans. But Houston never really in this game, and man, they just don't protect C.J. Stroud at all. He's been dropped 18 times this season, Chelsea, and that's an issue that goes back to last year. So I know C.J. Stroud hasn't necessarily stepped up from his rookie season, but also you got to get some sort of protection on that line, and they just don't have it right now, so he doesn't have any time. And when he does, you know, even then, that line is leaky. So they've got to do something to repair that offensive front if they want C.J. Stroud to improve.
Yeah, or C.J. Stroud needs to watch game film from, like, Joe Flacco. Just get it out quick. Like, do little slants or something. Because you have to work with the pieces in front of you. You can't just wish upon a star. I'm like, I hope this offensive line will get better because it ain't. So I don't know if it's, like, the play calling or what. But I just feel like it's a Texans team that showed some flash. And I do think C.J. Stroud is a good quarterback. It's just the team and C.J. Stroud have not taken that next step. and like the years after his rookie season. So it's not just him, it's the team around him. Like the defense is still really good. And I think that's like the disappointing part if you're a Texans fan, is that you have so much talent on this Texans defense. Like Will Anderson, freak athlete. You look at Derek Stingley Jr. on the secondary, and this is the number one scoring defense in the NFL. Like you would think, okay, if we can play in rock fights, we have a good chance because we do have a good defense, but you're just not winning the games.
No, certainly not. Next up, the Texans host the Niners, so another tough task in front of them. The Seahawks have a bye week. Well, here we go, Chelsea. You've been waiting for it. It's opening night in the NBA. Thunder and Rockets.
Basketball.
Basketball. Here we go. Thunder laying 6.5. It's a ring ceremony tonight. Defending NBA champions. Thunder minus 285. Rockets are plus 230. Your total is 227.5. I'm still getting accustomed to that. Oklahoma City, your world champions. Oklahoma City. Remember last year, and some people were like, well, it needs to be an asterisk by Oklahoma City. I'm like, what are you talking about?
What?
Yes, because Tyrese Halliburton got injured. And they're like, there needs to be an asterisk. God. I'm like, okay, just log off. They earned it. But are they going to cover 6.5? Do you like a total here? You have to bet on the NBA because we don't have any baseball tonight, at least not until Friday when the World Series takes place. Game one, what's going to happen in this game?
Oh, I don't know, Jenks. And here's the thing. From a betting standpoint, I will not be taking sides in NBA games because, listen, it's the first of the year. Like, we already have players on, like, load management, and it just feels like too volatile of a market for me. Like, I'm sure people can make great cases for sides, but I do think in the NBA, like, player props are usually the way to go because these guys are going to get their looks. Like, I know that we are in a football perspective and a baseball perspective, but in the NBA, it just feels like the floor is higher for some of these star players when you look at their props, you know, and say, okay, there is no way that this X star player is not involved in the offense, at least somewhat. So what I'm going to do tonight is a player prop parlay, which I know sounds like a lot, and I still kind of hate it. But from this first game, I'm going to take Alperen Şengün 15-plus points and combine it with Luka Doncic 25-plus points in the other game. Because here's the thing for the Rockets. Fred VanVleet is out, which means Alperen Şengün is probably going to do a lot of the heavy lifting. They're going to go with the jumbo lineup to try to compete with the Thunder tonight as far as the Rockets go. And Alperen Şengün, I know a lot of people are not super familiar with him, but in the fantasy world and with props, he's been a really good player to target just because he's not one of those brand-name guys where you have to play super high numbers on him. So you look at Şengün last year, he averaged 18 points a game against Oklahoma City and 19 points a game overall. So 15-plus feels like a low number for him to get, especially first game of the season with no Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, I'm curious how the Rockets offense is going to operate without VanVleet because he might not have the name recognition that a lot of other guys have. But, man, he was the guy that made that offense run last season. And it's so tough to handicap a game like this because of the addition of KD, because VanVleet is not playing this season. Then you look at the Thunder, and they were the best covering team in the NBA last year, which we know. They were 74-38-1 against the number. But also, we've seen money come in on the Rockets. This number was sitting at Oklahoma City minus 7.5. Now it's sitting at minus 6.5. And then elsewhere out late tonight, we get the Warriors and Lakers in L.A., Golden State laying 2.5. They're minus 145 on the money line. Lakers are plus 120, total set at 225.5. I'm just going to say it right now. This line doesn't make any sense at all. LeBron is not playing for the foreseeable future, and Golden State is only laying 2.5 on the road. I think Luka Doncic is going to go off. I think you take the Lakers on the money line or Lakers plus 2.5. And be on the right side here because we keep seeing money come in on Golden State and that line is not moving at all. Coming up next here on the show. All right. Chelsea's already giving you a little tidbit of what she's thinking about tonight in the NBA. I'm going to go hockey and maybe a little soccer parlay as well. It's coming up next on The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is a Tuesday on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Welcome back. Did y'all hear that LeBron's a fake? He's never seen The Godfather. So Russ says. I'm Jake. She's Chelsea. Best bets coming your way. Dogster as well. You know when you asked that question early in the show, what's something that seems easy but is difficult to do? And I was thinking about this. I have a hard time with this, is saying no to tipping culture. Because when I see the pop-up for, do you want a tip? And I'm like, this coffee's expensive anyway. And then the most egregious thing I've seen or heard is that I told you the lovely Catherine went to look at another wedding dress over the weekend. And she got the second one, is going to resell the first one like it retails, so it's going to be fine. But this saleswoman, who has gotten a really nice chunk of change, like her cut from selling both of these dresses, as Catherine is checking out, she was like, yeah, they asked me if I wanted to leave a tip. And I'm like, I think they're all right. And she felt bad. I'm like, listen, I'm all about helping people out. But they already get a cut of that sale because that's their job. And then you leave a tip on commission. Top of that. Yeah, the commission. And it's already super expensive anyway. I'm like, I wouldn't feel bad about that.
We need to like draw some sort of line because right. It used to be if there are workers who their wage depends on their tips, like those are the people you should be tipping. Servers who are making, I don't know what it is now, but it used to be like $2 an hour where they literally have to have tips to make a livable wage. But these people who are working on hourly wages where they have a baseline where they're making $14 an hour, $20 an hour, or, you know, whatever, especially like when you don't even get out of the car. Like, it's like, I am not tipping in the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. This person didn't even look at me in the face. There was no eye contact. So you're right. People take advantage of this just because they know so many people are just like shamed into doing this.
Yeah.
But sometimes what I'll do is this is like if you go to like a fast casual place and they take your order at the stand or whatever and then they bring it out, I'll be like, okay, however many trips they have to take, I'll tip them $1 per trip. Because like sometimes I would do that like when I was in college back when drink prices were like cheap. I'd be like, okay, we tip $1 per drink at the bar. Like if somebody hands me a beer, it's $1 per beer. So I don't know with inflation, like what that would be now. It's just, you're right. We need to set a level or like a standard, because right now it's the Wild West.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm going to start sending our guests Venmo requests. Like, yeah, it's a pretty good question about the Eagles, right? If you could just send me a couple bucks, that'd be great. What?
15?
Yeah.
20?
Yeah.
25%?
I've been working hard today. Yeah, I've been working really hard. So if you could just, you know, send me at least like 20%. Here you go. Here's my Venmo. Chelsea would like something as well. She has some really good questions, too. So, just so you know. Yeah, that drove me crazy. I'm like, she's getting a lot of money. So I'm not trying to be a cheapskate, but at the same time, you got to draw the line somewhere. Do you know what I mean? At some point, like, okay, all right, enough. One thing I can never get enough of, bet sweats. Oh, I can't wait to hear what Joe O and Sammy P are coming up with next. You know they're going to talk about both Monday Night Football games. I'm sure they have something on the upcoming World Series. Game 1, Friday night, Blue Jays and the Dodgers. And, of course, little NBA as well, opening night tonight in the association. All right, Chelsea, I know. It's tough. It's got to be. We got to bet on something. I mean, I try to get creative here, so this is going to be some fun. Here's who we are going with tonight.
Time to place your bets.
Well, look at this bet. Do it.
Oh, I feel like that episode of The Office where they're in front of Kevin and they try to make him eat a vegetable and they're like, you will eat this broccoli. And he's like, no. So they're making me bet on the NBA tonight. So we keep it 100 on this show. I do not love betting on the NBA, especially at the start of any season. It's just more difficult to handicap. But Here's what we're going with. Since I don't really want to trust a side in some of these games, I'm going to go with a player prop parlay. So what we're going to do is we're going to bind two of the star players in each game, and we're going to combine their points prop. So I'm going to start with the first game for the Houston Rockets. We're going to go with Alperen Şengün, 15-plus points in that game against Oklahoma City. So the Rockets do not have Fred VanVleet, and Şengün was a main contributor to the offense last season, averaging 19 points per game and averaged 18 points per game against Oklahoma City. So 15, you'd think, would be a very gettable number. Then you go to the late slate, and we have Luka Doncic, 25-plus points. Luka averaged well over this last season at 28 points a game. He averaged 31 against Golden State. No LeBron playing in this game. I think Luka loves the spotlight. This is the marquee game of the night against Golden State. So I think he scores at least 25 points. So you combine those, Alperen Şengün, 15-plus points. Luka Doncic, 25-plus points. You combine those, and it's minus 122. So that's as creative as I could get for being forced to bet on the NBA.
Nice. I like it. I think it's a good bet. So you spelled it out well. Good luck tonight. Be nice to finally get a win in basketball. I mean, I say finally. It's the first night. But I remember last year, it took me like a couple weeks. Like I had four or five basketball bets, and it was like, no. So maybe you'll be one of one tonight. Okay, let's get creative. Stars minus one tonight, minus 137, hosting the Blue Jackets. It is time for the Stars to get back on the right side after losing two straight. But we're talking about one of the elite teams in the National Hockey League and a guy who has been a moneymaker on this show, Jake Oettinger in net. Last season, 36-18, a goals against average of 2.59. Columbus might be able to hang around for a while, but their defense is bad. Thus far, they're allowing 3.4 goals per game. Elvis Merzlikins, who is a guy I fade on a regular basis, has already allowed 7 goals in his last 2 games alone. Dallas on home ice tonight. -1 is minus 137. Let's go, stick and puck.
Ah, I got to check in on the Avalanche and see what they're up to since
you're
now
ass girl.
I'm a fan. Since I got that 10-cent t-shirt at Lucky Bundle. Ooh, 5-0-1. They must be pretty good. Looks
yeah,
like
the
I picked the right team.
When are you going to wear that and start repping the Avs? And you can be the hockey gal on this show.
Yes, but only for the Avs. I bleed Avalanche blue. I don't know what color they are.
Yeah, they're kind of blue. Yes. You're getting a little nod from D-Day over here. Yeah, that'll work. Sure. They have some blue.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. It's kind of a lighter
blue. I probably
blue.
Should
yes.
rock the Preds, but we got that t-shirt on clearance for 10 cents. 10 cents, Jenks. This was originally like a $56 like sweatshirt, so I gotta wear it one of these days.
Oh, I thought it was $10. It's 10 cents.
10 cents. The store was going out of business.
Oh my God. Habs fan for life then. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, for life.
It was a dime.
A dime? Come on. Kidding me?
I used my credit card and they were like, come on, man.
No, you didn't. You used your credit card?
It was 10 things for a dollar. And like, I don't carry change. So I got 6 things. So my grand total was 66 cents with tax.
And you pay for that with the credit card.
My credit card. I didn't have any other money.
They lost money on that transaction. You knew that. Because of the surcharge.
Well, they're already going out of business.
Well, I guess it's like, whatever. Bankrupt anyway. Swipe. Okay. Here's one for you. Barcelona money line plus the Islanders on the money line. Oh, yeah. It's minus 129. League phase of the Champions League. Barca's taking on Olympiacos. Come on. Barcelona have scored the most goals in the league, averaging 2.88 goals per game. Olympiacos scoreless in its last two matches. So, easy win for Barcelona. Then, back to the ice. Islanders are hosting the Sharks. If you don't know anything about hockey, just know this. San Jose sucks. I mean, really sucks. Going back to last year, they've lost 16 straight games. Isles have won 2 straight. They've scored 9 in those 2 wins. Isles are at home tonight, so Barcelona money line. Islanders on the money line, minus 129. Let's get a couple dubs tonight on the ice and on a pitch.
Ah, well, they're no Avalanche, but these do sound like good bets. So, Avs girl for life.
Avs for life. Okay, before we get to Sammy P, who's logged in ready to go, let's talk with the doctor. What's going on with him? Doctor.
I'm so sick and tired of the Limu Emu.
Oh.
What? I have it on good authority. He's riddled with diseases.
Oh. I didn't know you had beef with other mascots.
Dad, of course I do. And don't get me started on that Geico Gecko. I have it on good authority. He doesn't pack a punch, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, let's have a play.
Thunder! -6.5, hosting the Houston Rockets.
Okay. Coming up next, a guy we can always rely on. No beef here. Sam Paniatovic, co-host of Bet Sweats, looking great. Sammy P, good morning.
So much hockey, so little time. I log in, thanks to just firing pucks, Chelsea.
Let's go. Somebody's got to do it.
I'm not a hockey gal, but I did get an Avalanche t-shirt for 10 cents. So now I'm an Avs fan. I don't even know what colors they rock because the shirt is gray, but that's going to be my team this year.
Avalanche is spelled wrong or whatever. It's like the shirts they always get rid of at the end
Timu
of the year.
The Timu version?
It has no E at the end. It's just Lanch or CH. Just leave off the E.
Very funny.
I don't know.
I've got a couple shirts like that.
I don't know that much about them.
Oh, that's
but
all right.
No, it's a licensed t-shirt. It was originally $56, and I got it at this place called Lucky Bundle that was going out of business for 10 cents. So I got it. Do you think it's stolen valor to wear a t-shirt of a team that you're actually not a fan of?
Stolen valor seems like a lot. So no, I don't think so. I mean, it's sports. It's not that serious, right? If you want to wear an Avalanche shirt that you got for 10 cents, by all means. It's a free country. Sometimes, right?
Sometimes. Right? Sometimes it is. You look close. The top it says Arizona Avalanche. You're like, oh, wow. Now I see why it was 10 cents. Sammy P, you look great. Have a great show. We're out of time on this edition of the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Oh, we love our hockey and we love our basketball. Good luck in your bets. Have a great Tuesday. See you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.